Today's Friday, November 9th, 2018, and this is Life Words Day by Day. Hey, it's Friday. Going to be a great weekend. Here's your life word to kick your weekend off. Luke 22, 53 through 54 says, "When I was daily with you in the temple, you stretched forth no hands against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. Then they took him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off." Man, today we're going to enter into holy ground. Last few hours of Jesus' life on earth here on Day by Day. Dr. Luke has told us that Jesus has been in the Garden of Gethsemane and he's been in agony. He's been praying to the Father for grace for what he's about to deal with in the next few hours. And now, it's early Friday morning. By 3 o'clock that afternoon, Jesus will be dead. It boggles my mind how fast all this is going to happen. Judas betrays Jesus. Then he's arrested. There's a Jewish trial. There's a Gentile trial. Then there's a march up Calvary's mountain. Jesus is crucified, and all that's going to happen by 3 p.m. This night, Jesus is going to face down an army of 1,000 men, all armed to the teeth. Now remember, there are millions of people in Jerusalem for Passover, and revolution, it was always in the air during Passover. In fact, there had recently been a revolt that the Romans had put down. It had been led by a man named Barabbas. So, just to make sure they can handle any resistance over the arrest of Jesus, the Romans send a large group of soldiers. Where is Jesus of Nazareth? Judas, the greatest traitor and hypocrite that's ever lived, he answers that question. He walks up to Jesus and seals his betrayal with a kiss. Now, Dr. Luke doesn't record this in his look at the life of Jesus, but John does. In the 18th chapter of John, Jesus, fully realizing all that was about to happen to him, with the soldiers facing him there, Jesus says, "Who are you looking for?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they reply. Jesus says, "I am he." And the Bible says they all drew back and fell to the ground. Did you get that? 1,000 soldiers fall on their backs, because they couldn't stand against the power of Jesus. 1,000 soldiers, all armed to the teeth, hit the ground at the sound of the great "I am." All right, Donnie, I got it. What's your point here? I mean, they took Jesus away anyway, didn't they? I mean, they got what they wanted, right? Well, no, not really. Nobody took Jesus away. Nobody took his life away. Jesus gave his life. Jesus could have incinerated the whole bunch of them right then if he'd have wanted to. At any instant, this could have all been over. This could have ended. But all of these people, the disciples, the Jewish leaders, Judas, the Roman soldiers, all of them, they were all on Jesus' timetable, because this was his plan. This was his destiny. This was God's redemptive story all being written, all coming together, and they were all playing their roles. And God, the great I am, the creator of this universe, he was offering his ultimate sacrificial lamb for the sins of mankind. He did that for you. He did that for me, that our sins would never separate us from him again. His salvation, it's yours for the believing. It's yours for the receiving. By placing your faith and your future in the hands of this man, this God, Jesus Christ. When you pray today, please remember to pray for BMA missionaries Joe and Myra Costa. They live in Beirut, Lebanon, and they work with students and student leaders all across the Middle East. Joe also produces for LifeWords Middle East broadcast, and he does a great job. And also, would you please pray for LifeWords Yoruba broadcast that can be heard in the country of Nigeria? Next week, you'll be hearing from Pastor Cliff Johnson on Day by Day. He does a great job. You'll enjoy tuning in and hearing him teach. From the Life Word team worldwide, broadcasting in 42 languages to 121 countries and to a potential audience of 1/4 of the world, we pray that you'll walk with Jesus day by day.